Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. According to RBB information, the low-cost airline EasyJet plans to massively reduce the number of aircraft and employees at Tegel and Schönefeld. 16 out of the 34 aircraft initially planned for the winter flight schedule are to be eliminated. At the same time, 738 employees in the cabin and cockpit are to lose their jobs. Per the trade union Verdi, EasyJet currently employs 1,540 people at its only German base. EasyJet could not be reached by RBB24 for the time being. In various forms, however, through which flight attendants and pilots exchange information, the news is already causing extensive discussions. The decision comes at a particularly emotional time for the employees. After a break of several months, EasyJet resumed flight operations from Berlin on July 1st. It's not clear from the communications to what extent employee representatives are currently involved in the plans. As of yesterday, shortly before 10 a.m., it was no longer possible to book domestic German flights from Berlin. Originally, it was planned to resume connections to Düsseldorf, Cologne, Munich, and Stuttgart from September 7th. This means that more than 140 flights per week will be canceled. It's already been known for several weeks that EasyJet, which has been extremely profitable for a long time, wants to save a total of 30% of its personnel. As a result of the pandemic and the associated flight restrictions, the airline, like its competitors, was faced with massive problems. In addition, Brexit is affecting the originally purely British company. Due to the uncertainties involved, EasyJet has already established a branch in Austria in order to be able to react more flexibly to the as-of-yet unnegotiated relationship between the EU and Great Britain. There is now also a subsidiary in Switzerland. The corona pandemic continued to have a negative impact on the labor market in June. In Berlin, the number of unemployed rose to 209,360, a little over 8,700 more than in May and 56,745 more than in June of last year. Compared to May, the unemployment rate rose by 0.5 points to 10.5%, making it 2.7 points above the previous year's value and continuing to be in double figures. In both Berlin and Brandenburg, tens of thousands of companies have continued to apply for short-time working for corona reasons. In June, 1,100 new registrations were added in Berlin and 490 in Brandenburg. Berlin's Senator for Integration, Labor, and Social Affairs, Elke Breitenbach, said that the Berlin labor market had been hit hard by the corona crisis. This was particularly evident in the areas of tourism, gastronomy, events, and trade fairs, which are a key economic factor for the city. According to Breitenbach, quote, "It is not yet possible to predict in detail what medium and long-term consequences in the past weeks and months will have on the labor market. However, everything must be done to preserve jobs." She added that there were problems above all in the training sector, the job market for refugees, and those without vocational training. Breitenbach also announced that Berlin, together with Bremen, intends to put out a joint motion for a resolution to the Bundesrat on Friday, according to which the short-time work allowance during the corona crisis is to be increased to 80% of net income and be even higher for lower and middle incomes, adding, quote, "Only at this level can it become a real rescue package for those affected." One day after the brutal attack on a woman in Althohenschönhausen, the police have found a 22-year-old suspect. A spokeswoman for the federal police confirmed this to RBB on Tuesday evening. Witness statements had led the police on the trail of the suspected perpetrator, and he is said to have brutally attacked and abused a woman on Monday on the S-75. A Facebook video shows the victim begging other passengers for help, and when the woman wanted to get off at the Gehrensiestrasse stop, she was pushed onto the platform and beaten by the perpetrator. Police assume that the video is genuine. According to the spokeswoman, the federal, in cooperation with the Berlin police, were able to determine the whereabouts of the suspect on Tuesday and take him to a police station where his identity was established. Since the public prosecutor's office did not see sufficient reasons to take the man into custody, he was released. The authorities are investigating for assault and battery. Greenpeace activists climbed onto the roof of the CDU party headquarters in Berlin on Wednesday morning and covered the building with black fabric. According to their announcement, they wanted to use the action to protest against the federal government's planned coal exit law. Furthermore, the Extinction Rebellion group started a sit-in blockade in front of the SPD headquarters in Kreuzberg. The Greenpeace spokeswoman commented that the planned coal exit law of the federal government was a, quote, farce. Germany is to phase out climate-damaging coal-fired power generation by the year 2038. The coal phase-out bill provides for a concrete roadmap for the early shutdown of coal-fired power plants. Central laws on the coal phase-out are to be passed by the Bundestag and Bundesrat on Friday, and thus before the parliamentary summer recess. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.